afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father.
Magandahapon.
Magandahapon,
Father. In the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
I confess to Almighty God.
And to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, holy angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he didn't wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. He came to Capernaum. And once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all, and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in the midst, and putting his arms around it, and said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name, receive me. And whoever receives me, receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
I think you will sing also sometime the song, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brother, then you do unto me." This, I'll remember this phrase from the gospel through the songs. This is very important. If I ask me to remember all these words, cannot. But with the songs, it's easier. Sing again. "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me." This wonderful phrase reminds me when I was still young. I was studying in Rome as a university student. And one summer, I went to England to work as a volunteer in a treasure home. It's a house for the handicapped people. And there was one gentleman. He was hurt during the Second World War, and he was paralyzed. He couldn't move much, so we have to serve him. So before I serve this person, then my colleagues told me, "Be careful, this person, very, very hard to deal with." So with this intention, I have kind of prejudice on him because he's difficult to work on. Then, when I serve him, I didn't do my best. I just let it be. Not really serious to help him. But then, the word comes in. "Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me." What if Jesus is there? Would I do that casually? If the attention? Of course, no. So I started to change my attitude. The way my behaving towards him, more careful, more slow, more gentle. You know what? After I finished my work, I went to the door, and not he shouted with loud voice. He couldn't speak very well because the tongue is no good. But he said, "Thank you, Peter." Nobody told him that I was called Peter. But he heard from the other people. He seldom say thank you. That's why people doesn't like him, because he always asks for the best and nothing, no thank you. Then I really, in my thoughts, that's the way Jesus responded. "Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me." It's Jesus in him telling me, "You did the right thing." So all through my ministry in different churches, different places. You know, they have been for some years in Canada, Toronto. It's not easy all the time, especially working with different people. You know, in Canada, I work in a Chinese parish. They are Chinese, but not really Hong Kongese. Some from Taiwan, some from mainland China, some grew up in Canada, brought up in Canada. So different. The same color of skin, but different mind, my goodness. So you can imagine how I have to approach these people. I'm happy. There was one lady, she got the stigmata, the 5 wounds. Jesus gave her this special gift. She was living in Niagara on the lake, just 100 miles from Toronto. Then I asked this person, can you pray for my intention that my parish that time is called Chinese Martyrs in Scarborough, Toronto, be a family? Because difficult to, you know, you are Chinese but not family, you can imagine. Different mentality. So I asked this favor from Jesus. And after some time, the answer came through this lady. This lady, at times, Jesus approached her and speak personally to her, a special gift. Then Jesus told me, now, important, you spare time with me before the Blessed Sacrament on a daily basis. I remember that's the way Jesus was, when it was at last, after the Last Supper, he was praying in the Gethsemane, the garden, praying, and asked three of his disciples staying nearby to be awakened, but they all snapped. So Jesus went 3 times to see, can you stay with me for an hour? So remember, this is what Jesus asked me. If I want to live better, I have to be close to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. I tried to my best. Of course, even my best is not the best for Jesus, but I did my best. Really, after 6 years in Toronto, when I left the parish, it's really, you can feel the kind of spirit of one family. Not my merit, it's Jesus doing it. We are his disciples. You too. You bring not yourself to that the family that you are working with. You bring Jesus to them, not preaching, but living like Jesus. Open your heart, forgiving, listening with heart. And that's how we come more united. Jesus in Last Supper, he just prayed, Father, that they all may be one, one in spirit, in the Lord. So whenever we do things with heart, with generosity, with the help of Jesus, Jesus is there. It's so true. This is my all experiences, all these 40 years in ministry. If I'm close to Jesus, in a special way, close to the Blessed Sacrament, you know, this church, on every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, evening, from 8 to 10, we have the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Just let people come in and stay with. We don't say much prayer. Just to be with. And Jesus is really helpful to our ministry. So let us pray together and stay together in his spirit of love, communion. A special day when you receive Holy Communion, more conscious that Jesus is present in your heart. Don't just go away absent-minded. God is love. He expects love from us all.